Before we start, I just want to get something straight, okay? Because I'm sort of slightly tall and don't really have any hair, occasionally people confuse me for somebody who might be interested in a fight. And I just want to make it quite clear that I'm not, right? Basically, the hardest thing I've ever done, right, is I once punched the air because I just successfully cooked meringues. Crunch on the outside, soft in the middle, get in! But, so I'm not hard, but I do get angry, you know. Like this morning, actually, I got quite angry because I had to pretend to be French. Just briefly, I had to pretend to be French. I don't know if anyone else had that today. No, just for about 3 seconds this morning, I had to pretend to be French. It happens to be most days, actually. Well, the reason is that the pastry that I like to order in my local cafe is called pain au chocolat. You have to briefly pretend to be French, don't you, while saying pain au chocolat. You're not allowed to say pain au chocolat. They don't like that. So you have to briefly pretend to be French, and it stresses me out. You know, I'm in the queue waiting to get to the front, sort of warming up, you know. Pain au chocolat, 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 pain au chocolat. Sort of getting into character, you know. Pain au chocolat. Pain au chocolat. Parfois, c'est pain au chocolat, c'est pas. Ouais, c'est pain au chocolat, mais en même temps, c'est. Ouais, c'est pain au chocolat, ouais. Mais c'est. Ouais, mais. Ouais, c'est pain au chocolat, mais en même temps, c'est pain au chocolat. Pouf. Pain au chocolat, c'est pas, mais c'est pain au chocolat. Pain au chocolat. Mmh. So I get to the front of the queue, right? Everything else, of course, is in my normal voice. Hello, hi, yeah, how are you? Brilliant, yeah. Yeah, so today I'm going to go for, yeah, just on the left of the sausage rolls, yeah. Yeah, just in between the sausage rolls and the lemon drizzle. Yeah, you're going to make me say it, yeah. Yeah, the pain au chocolat! I fucking nailed it this morning, it was unbelievable. Oui, monsieur. Also, I don't think this happens in France, does it? Do they do this in France as well? Do they go into the boulangerie? Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour, madame. Alors, aujourd'hui, je voudrais alors deux croissants, une baguette et un pasty. Merci beaucoup. Merci. Mmh. Mmh, oh, délicieux. Mmh. Oui, j'adore le pasty. Bon appétit. So yeah, I like to go to my local cafe and sit there with my laptop, you know, taking on the big questions in life, you know. Like, for example, what is the point of the insert key? Who? Why have they put this key on the keyboard? The insert key. Who? This is the key that you press by accident. Isn't it? Nobody ever deliberately presses the insert key. This is the key where you're typing away happily, right? Not a care in the world. You look up at the screen and you see that you're typing through what you wrote before. Who does that on purpose? I think there's too many capital letters and too many exclamation marks in text messages. Everyone's shouting everything the whole time. And there's that weird one as well. The question mark, exclamation mark combo. What is that emotion? I've never felt like that. You coming to the pub? See you later. I don't know. I'm surprised by my question. Very stressful. I don't use exclamation marks, I use dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Very different mood created by dot, dot, dot. Turns my text messages into little thrillers. Ooh, what's going to happen next? It's so exciting. Do you want to have a pizza later? Dot, dot, dot. What could he mean? Who is this man?
we need to get under his skin, work out how he thinks. But my phone has this really annoying habit, actually, which is when I try to punctuate, my phone predicts a smiley. That's not what I want. So I might be texting a lady, you know, trying to sound suave, you know. See you later at the pub. Anything could happen. Dot, dot, dot. It's quite suave, isn't it? Quite suave and seductive, yeah? Except that my phone turns that into, see you later at the pub. Anything could happen. Anti-suave. Not remotely seductive. I'm not a very seductive person in general, actually, I have to say. I'm very bad at seducing ladies, you know. One of my main problems is I'm very bad at giving the eye. It's a skill I've never mastered, giving the eye. I tried to do it the other day in the cafe, right? There was me and this girl sitting there, no one else there, right? I thought I'd give her a bit of the eye. So I started looking at her, right? I can do eye contact, that's the first bit, eye contact, I can do that, right? But the crucial thing is the smile, right? Because if you don't do the smile, it's just... The smile is crucial. So I was looking at her and I thought, I'm going to do the smile. But I chickened out. When it came to the moment of smiling, I chickened out and I looked away. I looked down. But this was the pathetic bit. I then thought to myself, maybe it's not too late. Maybe it's not too late for the smile. Maybe I can still do the smile after I've looked down. It'll have a sort of retrospective smile effect, right? So this is what happened when I gave her the eye. Now, one of the many problems with this is it looked as if I was picturing her murder. Either that or flirting with my pain au chocolat. But I just want to make it very clear, I have never murdered anybody. That's not... But if I did murder somebody, I'd like to think that when they interviewed my friends on television, right, that they would say what the friends of murderers always say. Which is, so when I found out that Henry Packer had murdered a lady, I couldn't believe it. Henry Packer, of all people, he was such a normal guy. I couldn't believe it. Henry Packer murdered a lady, I couldn't believe it. He was such a normal guy, Henry Packer, I couldn't believe it. I don't want to be the first murderer of all time. When they interview my friend on television, he says, yeah, so when I found out that Henry Packer had diced up a lady and turned her into a shepherd's pie, and then sort of made her skin into a kind of tutu, I thought to myself, yeah. Classic Packer. He is a legend. Another of my problems is that I'm a big fake. Yeah, I feel guilty about it, you know. I'm a big fake. I'm living a lie. Because I tell people that I'm really into culture and stuff, yeah. I'm into books and literature and films. But it's bollocks, actually. It really is. I'm also very slow at reading, you know. So what I'll find is I'll always have a book that's sort of on the go, right. And like every 2 or 3 months, I'll come back to it. I'll fish it out from under my bed. Find my bookmark where I left off 2 months ago, right? And start reading from there, yeah? But the trouble is, it's been so long since I read the book that I've forgotten who all the characters are. I didn't really know what's going on. So I have a little trick, which is I go back 10 pages, okay? No one needs to know. I go back 10 pages and start reading from 10 pages ago. And this gives me a sort of refresher course in all the characters, right? It's a good system, except that about five pages later... so the bookmark goes back in the book. The book goes back under the bed, right? 3 months later, I come back to the book. I think, right, I'm really going to nail it this time. I'm really going to read this mother flipper. Fish the book out, find my place, no idea what's going on, go back about 10 pages and read about another 5 pages. So I'm going backwards. I unread. I've invented unread. Eventually I end up back at the front cover. Oh yes, Oliver Twist, yeah. Yes, I've been meaning to give this a go, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to read Oliver Twist. Then I realise that I've completely forgotten everything which happened in the previous book that I read. So I have to go back and unread the previous book, then unread the book before that, then unread the book before that, 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 book before that. I'm currently on The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Which, by the way, when you unread it, is about a bulimic butterfly. It's not as nice. It's not as uplifting. Yeah. I unread the Bible. Very different when you unread the Bible, okay? In the New Testament, right, when you unread it, God sends Jesus down to earth on a cross. Which he isn't very happy about. But luckily, there are these helpful Romans gathered there. And they spot Jesus up on the cross, and they go up the hill, and they rescue him. And they carry him down the hill, and they let him go on his way. You know. It's quite nice. Mel Gibson hates that version. Then gets a bit weird, because Jesus starts touring the Holy Land, lecturing people. Okay, but he does seem to be quite boring because he gradually has less and less followers. I think it's because he's pissing people off. Like he meets this man who can see and makes him blind. He's quite irritating in this version. 5,000 people happily tucking into bread and fish. Jesus Christ has got other ideas. He turns up, turns all their food into 5 loaves, 2 fish. And eventually ends up as a little baby in a barn. And 3 old men come along and nick all his presents. Which I think he had coming, frankly. The Old Testament is also very different when you unread the Old Testament. Right? Adam and Eve are this highly sexed couple. Yeah? Always doing it in different places and positions. They decide to break into a garden to spice things up a bit, right? They're about to make love when suddenly Eve regurgitates an apple. They're both so disgusted by this that they both permanently lose their sex drives. God is so pissed off about this that he has a day off and then destroys the entire world. I was Henry Packer. Thank you for listening. Good night.